One of the things I used to teach when I was a dating coach was change her mood, not her mind. Don't argue with a woman, but make her laugh. Or pick her up and hug her and drop her down. Like, the mind change will come with the mood change. And so if you're sitting there and you're like, I don't feel like doing what I'm doing, you're trying to change your mind and talk yourself into doing the thing, it's not gonna work. The idea that you're either born to make money or not is absurd, it's ridiculous, it's shenanigans, it's erroneous. That's like saying you're born to speak English or you're born to speak Spanish. No, you're born, and then your experiences and the things you learn determine whether you're gonna be an English speaker, a Spanish speaker, you're gonna be bilingual, whatever it might be. We could literally list how many people who become millionaires or billionaires who started with nothing. We could spend 8 years here listing out all of their success stories. So, of course, it doesn't matter if you're born into poverty or prosperity or somewhere in between, you can get wealthy and financial freedom and all of these things. It comes down to skills, what we call high income skills. I cannot earn a high income without high income skills. And what really are high income skills? They're communication skills. Copy, closing, speaking are the big three. And yes, there's more, but those are the big three. And the thing with skills is that all skills are learnable. That's what skills are. We have a name for it. We call it skill acquisition. The same way that at some point in your life, when you were younger, you didn't know how to go to the bathroom and flush. Someone had to teach you to do that. I remember when I first started, I was like, this is crazy. Buttons, where am I aiming? Like, I didn't know. Someone showed me. And I learned, and you learned how to do it. I learned how to do it, you learned how to do it. The same way we learned that, same way you can learn the skills to make money. So I'm 23. I have a job. I want a side hustle to make some money on the side in my spare time. I would not do e-com. Too complex, too many things to learn, too many moving parts. I would not do real estate, too many upfront costs. I would not do social media marketing agency in that way. Too crowded, too saturated. Business owners are kind of, they've heard enough of it. I'm biased, but I've never seen anything easier for someone to make money on the side than being an IG agent, because you learn the skill in a day. You can get clients on the first day. It's literally you on your phone, so there's no startup costs. There's no technology investments. There's nothing like that. You go, right? I have a student I just saw in the Facebook group, Ryan's. He just started. He got 2 clients in his very first week. That's $3,000 a month. That's 36 grand a year on the side. That's amazing. And then I have another student, Perfecta. I just saw another message from him. He just signed another client for $5,000 a month. That's 60 grand a year in side income. For most people, that's enough to completely replace rat race life with laptop life. So, like, I am incredibly biased. I'm aware of that. Yet, I've never seen anything easier than IG agent for side hustle. If you don't feel like doing the things that you know you should be doing, it's probably because you don't want to be doing the things that you think you know you should be doing. Does that make sense? No. Let me try and unpack that. So, if you're sitting there, let's say you're on the couch, you're like, I should be building this business. I should be reaching out to that client, following up, doing that thing. But you can't get yourself to do it. You're like, I don't feel like doing it. I don't want to do it. It's probably because there's one of two reasons. Either the thing you think you should be doing is not what you should be doing at all, meaning someone else put that idea there of should, as in a mom, a dad, peers, society, teachers, whoever it might be. Someone. It's not your goal, it's not your dream, it's not your thing, it's theirs. And we know when we're wearing someone else's clothing. Feels uncomfortable. It's hard to do. So you don't want to do it because it's not what you should be doing. Too many people, they have that. They're living a life that's not theirs. So it's either that, I don't know the whole background of this person's question. The other one can be simply your state. It sucks, right? Like, a lot of times I don't feel like doing the things I know I should be doing. I don't want to do them. They're tedious. It's right. Success is just these few small disciplines repeated daily, and it can get burnout, and it can be the same thing over and over. And in those moments, like, think about the times where you do the things you know you're meant to do, the things where you feel like you should be doing those things. And so you do them. What's the difference? You feel different. It's your state, your emotional state, your mood. So all you need to do is put yourself in that same state of, I feel like doing the things I know I should be doing, and you will do the things you do, right? So if, like, one of the things I used to teach when I was a dating coach was change her mood, not her mind, right? Don't argue with a woman, but make her laugh or pick her up and hug her and drop her down. Like, change her mood, and you won't have to change her mind. The mind change will come with the mood change. And so if you're sitting there and you're like, I don't feel like doing what I'm doing, you're trying to change your mind and talk yourself into doing the thing, it's not gonna work. Change your mood, not your mind. Change your state, not your mind, and you'll actually do the thing. How do you change your state? Fucking, like, this is what I do, and I don't recommend it for everyone, but I don't wanna scare you. I just go, hur! I bark. And for some reason, it just unlocks this energy in me, and I'm like, all right, let's go. So as Tony Robbins will said a million times, right, motion creates emotion. You want to change your state, do something radical with your body. Bark, scream, jump, yell, kick, do push-ups, whatever you got to do to amp yourself up, and then go do the thing you know you should be doing. If you are lazy, then you're fucked and you're probably not gonna get rich. Like, think about Warren Buffett, one of the richest men in the world. Warren Buffett reads for 8 hours a day. If you saw him, you'd be like, he looks kind of lazy, doesn't he? Just sitting there, reading through and shit. Yet he's sharp as a knife and he's alert as hell. He's not lazy. That's a lot of mental and cognitive power, like a tractor beam being focused on this information, which he's processing, creating investment strategies, reading around, you know, seeing around corners, reading the future. Like, he's not lazy. I don't know anyone who's lazy who's rich. If you feel lazy right now, typically it's not because you were born to be lazy. It's not some people have it and you don't. You're lazy because either your goals are too tiny or your goals are too big. If your goals are too tiny or if you don't have goals, you probably have a case of learned helplessness. You feel like there's no control over your goals or achievements, so why even try? Or you set the bar really, really low. And if the bar is really, really low, that doesn't really excite you, and so you're not pulled towards what you want to do, and therefore lazy. Or goals are too big. You're too delusional. I want to send people to Mars, and yet I haven't even created PayPal yet. Like, go in some steps here. But if your goals are too big, then you're going to feel like it's futile, right? You tell people, I got this big goal, this big dream, because it sounds good, but you don't actually believe that you can do it because it's too far out, and be better if you pulled it back in. Because if it's too far out, you don't think you can do it, you're probably, like, if you don't believe you can do it, it's gonna be hard to muster the energy to conquer all things, right? Ben Franklin said, energy and persistence conquer all things. It's gonna be tough to muster that if it's too big. So I always like to tell people, you're not too lazy. It's not who you are. You probably have tiny goals, no goals, or your goals are too big. And let's just find that sweet spot between too much and not enough, and let's get the habits started and get them growing from there. And we can start building. You achieve the first goal, we go to the next one, and we can build on that momentum. When I was 20 years old, I was making six figures from my dorm room. And growing up, my parents had always wanted me this, you're gonna be a doctor, you're gonna be a lawyer, right? My dad was an attorney, that's what they wanted. They wanted me to do something like that, for understandable reasons, like most people's parents do. I never wanted that for myself. I just knew it, but I couldn't say it because there's pressure from parents and stuff. And yet now I'm making six figures from my dorm room. I have another option and I wanted to drop out. The problem was my dad, who I love, he spent his entire life, his son's gonna graduate college, I'm gonna watch him walk across, get his diploma, live this great life. And now I call him and I'm like, I didn't just wanna drop out. Like, I respect my dad, I wanted his blessing. And I said, Dad, I'm making money from this thing. You've seen the results. I have a freaking convertible now. Like, you've seen the money. I want to drop out. He's like, no chance. No chance, son. Like, we've invested this much. You're 12 credits shy of graduating. Just finish. And I couldn't finish it. I just couldn't do it. And so I remember I was standing in the front lawn of my house at Michigan State University on the phone with my dad. I was walking in circles. You know, when you have those long phone calls, you just like walk in circles. 3-hour phone call with my dad back and forth. And he's an attorney, so he's really good at debating and arguing. And I've learned from him, I'm good at it too. And after 3 hours, finally, somehow, I got his blessing. And I think what really nailed it home was like, Dad, if this doesn't work, I can just go back to school and get my degree. And I think that like risk reversal got him like, okay, all right, cool. And I got his blessing, and I'm so glad I did, because if I had gone doctor or lawyer, like, nothing wrong with being a doctor or lawyer, it just wasn't for me. I would be incredibly unhappy. I did an interview with Robert Greene, who I think is amazing, a few months ago, and in his book Mastery and in person, he repeated it. He said, if you choose a career that is offering you a lot of money, but it's not something you enjoy doing, you're choosing a false path. And you may be happy at first, you get a BMW and a cool apartment and some cool gadgets to show off to your friends. Eventually, it will wear on you. You will feel empty and unfulfilled, and you will have to start looking for escape routes to numb this unnameable pain. Drugs, alcohol, cheating on people, you know, all kinds of, like, lusting. Who knows what you'll do? You'll just do things to numb the pain. So you don't choose that path. Don't do it. So the biggest thing I found to fight burnout is actually three things. I want you to, like, if you can, like, remember these, right? Environment, purpose, and self-care. So let's start with environment. Who you're around, right? We always say environment is destiny. If you're in an environment of people who bring you down, who remind you more of your past than your future, who suck your energy away, you're not gonna feel that good. You're not gonna feel excited. I have an amazing team of people around me who are on my team and we're building this business together. We're on the same mission together. They're fun, happy, like positive people. And so it's not hard for me to feel that way. And I hope that maybe my personality has attracted those people to me also, right? So there's environment, purpose. There have been times in my career, in my life, where I've felt totally lost. In fact, 2017 and 18, I felt lost. I didn't know what my purpose was. And if you don't know your purpose, like, you're not plugged into anything. One of my friends used to say, purpose is God's caffeine. And I love that, because when you're God's caffeine, you're like, you feel great. We've all had a moment where either we've found a purpose from someone else, or we read it in a book, or we felt jazzed up, and life is just, it's like Dorothy, and it goes from black and white to color, and everything's better. And if someone's listening right now and they feel lost, I know what that's like, and it sucks, and you need to figure out what your purpose is gonna be. And purpose is not found, it is created. You need to decide it for yourself. No hand from the clouds gonna write on a note and be like, here's your purpose. You need to figure it out for yourself and decide what it's gonna be. My purpose right now is to create 100 millionaire students. That's what I wanna do, help as many people replace rat race life with laptop life, and then create 100 millionaire students, and then write a book about all those 100 millionaire students and make them famous. That is like all I'm about, that's what I wanna do. And then self-care, right? So we need to take time for ourselves. If I was working 14 hours a day, 7 days a week, nonstop, I would be burned out and I would learn to hate what I do, and that would be awful. And so there needs to be boundaries of self-care, right? Like Sundays I don't work. So I work 6 days a week, not seven. That's part of self-care. That was actually a big thing for me because I used to work every day of the week. I do a lot of yoga almost every day. I get at least one massage a week. I try to get two. These are self-care rituals. I travel a lot, right? I was in Thailand for 2 weeks just a little bit ago. And while I'm out there, I'm working, but I'm also taking a lot of time off. Also in Thailand, at the villa, you get masseuse to come to you every single night, and it's amazing. So environment, purpose, self-care, you get those three things dialed in, and I think you're gonna feel as good as you can for as long as you can while you build your castle in the sky, while you build the things that you wanna build in your life. If it helps at all, like, look at what I wear on my shirt every fucking day, right? Keep fucking going. I saw a comment from someone and they were like, I don't get how this dude has money and yet he dresses like he has no style at all. Listen, I used to have style and I used to have all the clothing and shit, and I still have it in my closet. I just don't wear it because I want to wear this, because I want to inspire people to just like, yo, like, it's hard, it's tough, you're burned out, fuck it. Just keep fucking going, and if you do that, you won't lose. Why is saving money so hard? Why are bills so hard to pay? Why aren't you dominating your life on every level yet? It's because you don't have the high income skills yet. So at the link below, you'll see I'm gonna personally mentor you for free in all of the high income skills. I want you to be my next millionaire student. I've created 4 millionaire students with this in the last 3 months. I want you to be next. So hit that link, get your free username and your free password. If you love it after 7 days, it's only 10 bucks a month. You pay more for Spotify, and I promise you, Spotify is not gonna change your life and your business the way that this can. So get your free username and password right now, and I'll see you on the inside.
One of the top 10 most influential men on the planet.
Hey, is Jason Capital.
Jason Capital. He is the preeminent expert.
Jason Capital has been recognized as a top 100 entrepreneur by the White House.
There's very few people in the world like Jason Capital.
He gets right to the core.
Surrounds you with an energy unlike anything you've ever experienced.
There's a ton of value, but it's presented in a really consumable way.
In my definition, the way I describe freedom is getting what you want, when you want, with who you want.
This is pretty much just an awakening to the world.
Jason Capital.